Okay, we're on Yud Beis, Ahmed Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up or so. Yeah, on the beginning of the line. Matoma la Bas Poroi. Bas Poroi said to her, this is speaking to Miriam now, on the side of the river, Lechi. Right? We're going there. What is Lechi? So Amar Rebbe Elazar.
Not today.
What?
Not today. This time.
Oh, look at the quote. Look, yeah, very good. Lechi. Right. Let's have a look at the Pasuk though, actually. You look on the people got the Pasuk on the Yud Gimel on the side over there. It says Toimola Bas Paro Lechi. Right, Vatelech, right? This is the word that we're going to focus on, her Alma. And she went, the Alma, the maiden. So Alma normally means maiden, right? The Tikra es Ema Yalad. And she called for the mother of the Yalad. So we're going to focus on what's the word Alma over here. For Goma. Amma Rebbe Elazar, says Rebbe Elazar. Okay, Mila maid, this is coming to the teacher, Shaholcha Bezrizos. She went with alacrity, Ka Alma, like a young maiden. So Rashi says, Miriam. So he says that, right, if you look at Rashi, he says, Holcha Bezrizos Ka Alma, Shekol Koicha Aleha, that all her strength was upon her. She did her like a sprint. Okay, Chazak V'Ometz, Toki V'Olim. So I'm wondering over here, because she's only 6 years old, maybe it's because she was acting like a young, like teenager, a young, you know, when you do sports, you like a certain, I don't know what it means, Kol Koicha. I mean, she put everything into it, or she was like, whatever. Anyway, it was like an Alma, okay? Because Alma means maiden. What's that?
She was quick.
I know she was quick, but is it saying she was, it's because of the age, she was like somebody who was older? I understand that.
Well, no, I mean, it's translation of the word amatz,
It is.
Rashi's saying target.
Yeah, but the world. Yeah, but the world. No, yeah, but it also means the word means maiden as well.
Right.
So it's like is it both? I know she went with strength, but is it she went with strength because she was like a? Okay, I hear you saying it's probably. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, no, that is what he's saying. But right, you're saying if he was saying what I was saying as well, it's like two things. Okay, good point. Yeah, I hear that. Rebbe Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar. What he's got a different taich and Alma. Her Alma, what does it mean, her Alma? She hid her matters, right? Because she could have said, oh yeah, oh, it's my little brother. And should I call his mother for you to nurse him? She kept secrets. She didn't tell him the... Okay, now, V'toymelot bas paro. Paro said to... I suppose this is actually the Yuchavid now, right? Helich yasa yaladaza. She says... Take, Helichi means take, this yalad, okay? A nursing for me, right? So, Amma Rebbe Chama Rebbe Chanina, Misnaba, she was making a nevuah, ve'enu yudas ma misnaba. Another case of someone making a nevuah and didn't realize they were making a nevuah, okay? So, what does it mean, Helichi? So, Helichi normally means take, yeah? But really, it's saying, ha, Shelichi, behold, it's yours. When he said, here is your child, basically. By it said it in this way, Rashi says, Harei lich, right? Which is like shelichi, which is like yours. Okay, now back to the pasuk. Va'ani atein eschorecha. And I will pay you for nursing this child. Yeah, Amar Rebbe Chama, Rebbe Chanina, says Rebbe Chama, Rebbe Chanina, lu dayan le tzedikim. It's not enough that the tzedikim, shemachzirim lehem aveidoson, that their lost things get returned to them. Ella, even more, they get paid for it. So basically, she got her own kid back, which was basically, and she also got paid for nursing her own kid. Miriam, Yocheved nursed her Moshe.
She tended on this kid needed
the best Israel. Yes, so that was yesterday's Gemara. That we said that she wouldn't suckle from a mitzri.
And therefore she went out to look.
Yeah, she went to know. So Miriam was on the side and was saying, hey, did you try Jewish woman maybe? You know, and then she said,
she didn't think of that herself.
Yeah, no, this was suggested. Yeah. Okay, so Amar Rav Amram. Oh, just wait now. So, Vitikach, right? The three lines up. The Tikach Miriam and Nevia, and Miriam and Nevia took, right? So this is now talking about Kriyas Yamsuf after the splitting of the sea, right? And she took, and it says, calls Miriam, the title of it, she's Achois Aaron. She is the sister of Aaron, the Goyma. So the Gemara takes issue with this. Achos Aaron, v'lo Achos Moshe. She's the brother of Aaron, and not of the sister of Aaron, and not of Moshe. So, sorry, as the Gemara, Amarav Amram, Amarav, the Imri La, some people say Amarav Nachman, Amarav. Milamed is coming to teach us, Shahaisa Misnabo, she used to give prophecy, because she he Achos Aaron, when she was the sister of Aaron, right? Meaning, before Moshe was born. Then she had the power of prophecy. But once Moshe Rabbeinu was born, she lost it. She couldn't give prophecy anymore, which we're going to show. Yeah?
So this will happen before she was six? After six?
Yes.
Well, she said to her father also.
It did.
Obviously, she wasn't sure.
Yes. It's all the mother. She was trying to and she said, she. So this is the Nevuah. Okay? When she was Achos Aaron, sometime before she was six. Omeris, Atida, in the future, Imi, my mother, Shetele Ben, she's going to give birth to a son, Shomashia, Es Yisrael, who's going to save Klal Yisrael. The Kimish Noilad, and once he was born, Moshe, Nismole, it was filled, Kolobayas, all of the house, Kula, or with light, as we saw earlier, right? Yeah, Omadavia, a father got up, the Noshka, he kissed her, Al Roisha, up on her head. Yeah, Amalah, and he said to her, Biti, my daughter, Niskaima, Nivusoich, your Nivua has been fulfilled. Good girl. Okay. Kivan, but then, skipping ahead in time, Shehiti Luhu, Luyor, they had to put him into the Yor. Amadavia, then her father got up, yeah, Batokha, Al Roisha, and he slapped her on her head. Right, he slapped her on her head. Amalah, he said to her, Biti, that my daughter, Heichan Nevuasayich, what happened to your Nevua? That he's going to save the Jewish nation. This is not looking so good. Yeah? Behind the Chesiv, and this is what it goes along with the following Pasuk. Betei Satzav, she stood, Achoyse Merachoyk, his sister from afar, Leida'a, Maya Esaloi, what should happen to him? Right, she wanted to see what's going to be with Moshe Rabbeinu. What does this mean? Leida ma yehei b'sof nevuasa. She wanted to see what was going to be in the end of a nevuah. If it was going to be a good ending, and it was going to be save Klal Yisrael or not. Okay, Yosef El, here we go. So we've just finished Yitzias Mitzrayim over here, that main point. We're going to speak about still around this area, but a slight change now. Back to the Mishnah. We said, Yosef Zocha, we'll call it. Yosef was Zocha that he buried his father. And he was the greatest person in Klal Yisrael at the time, in the sense of most powerful. Okay? Mishnah, so now we're going to speak about the Psukim over here when they had the entourage, when they escorted the body of Yaakov Avinu from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. So, Mishnah Mikara, what's the difference from in the outset? Originally, it says in the Pesukim, V'yal Yosef. So now we have to, it's the orders over here, right? Who's heading the envoy, right? V'yal Yosef, he went up, Yosef, Likvor Es Aviv, to bury his father. V'yal Itoy, and he went with him, Kol Abdi Paro. So who's second in line? Paro's guys, okay? The Goyma. V'halda, then it continues to say, yeah, V'chol Beis Yosef. And all of the, you know, the Jewish family, yeah, Ve'echov, Obeis Aviv, fine. Now, but later on it says, yeah, Umay Shnah L'Basoif, if you carry reading the Psukim, it says, Tichsiv, V'yoshav, I suppose went on the way back, yeah, Yosef went back, Mitzrayim, towards Mitzrayim, who? Ve'echov, who and his brothers, so you see his brothers suddenly got put into second in line, yeah, and then, V'chol V'chol, means, and all the other people, mean the Mitzrim, yeah? Likvo es Ovid. So why, basically, did they shift the order? In the beginning, when he went up, the Mitzrim was second in line, and then when they went back down, the Mitzrim were third in line, and the brothers were second. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Tachila, In the beginning, when they hadn't seen, mean the mitzrim, the kvoidon, the honor, shel Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, lo nagu behen kavod. The Egyptians did not treat them with respect. Yeah, but in the end, when they saw, shirao, the prefix, shirao that they saw, bechvoidon, the kvoid of Yisrael, nagu behen kavod, then they started and said, oh wow, these people are special. Dichsiv, and we're going to explain why. What did they see? To see the kavod of Yisrael. So it says, v'yavoyu ad gorin ha'atod. Right, and they came until the Goren. So Goren, I actually looked. I forgot to send this in the on the chat, but Goren can mean a lot of things. The art school translates as a threshing floor, but it also, we learned in Rosh Hashanah, it can mean like a pile of grain. Yeah, so some kind of like some area or ha'atod. So the Goren, but I think it's basically that's atod. Yeah, no, that Goren. Yeah, so literally it means Ad gorin at ha'atad, until the pile of thorns, right? V'chi, like, or the threshing floor. That would be probably easier, threshing floor over here, actually. The threshing floor of thorns. So they ask, V'chi gorin, yesh lo la'atad. What, you thrash, you do disha on thorns? You don't do that. You do disha on grains in order to get the good stuff out. So it doesn't make sense for Klal's Pasuk. So, Amar Rebbe Abahu, says Rebbe Abahu, Mila Maid, he's come to teach you, Sheheki Fuhu. Yeah? They surrounded Kesorim, right, with crowns, Aroinoi, to the coffin, Shel Yaakov, like the coffin of Yaakov, Kegoren, Zeh, like a Goren Zeh, that's this area for working, the threshing floor, Shemakifin Loi Atad. They surround it with thorns, meaning a thorn fence, barbed wire fence. We have barbed wire in the past. They used to have thorn fences. So basically, this is. We're going to explain what happened. To surround. So basically, So Shabbatu b'nei Esav, that they came b'nei Esav, b'nei Yishmael, okay, b'nei Keturah, the whole kind of semi-related people, Tana. We've got a Bryce that says when they came. Kulam lemilchama ba'u. They actually came for war to take out Yisrael. But since Kivan Shara'u, they saw Kisrael shel Yosef, they saw this crown of Yosef, a tzaddik, Toli ba'arona shel Yaakov, that was hung on the Aaron, the coffin of Yaakov. So they not lu kulam Kisrael, and they said, oh wow. They took off also their crowns and gave respect, the Tolo'um, and hung them. But Aroina shel Yaakov hung them on the Aaron of Yaakov. So Tana, we've got a Brisa. How many crowns were there? Shloshim Mashisha. There were 36 crowns. Kesorim nislu but Aroina shel Yaakov on the Aaron of Yaakov. How is 36? Because we have one is Yosef's, okay? And there's apparently there's the 12 princes of Yishmael, right, which are mentioned in the Torah. And there's also the 23 alufim of Esav. So altogether, you get 36. I don't know what happened to Bnei Keturah. Maybe they didn't do the crown thing. I'm just finishing off with this last line. Yispadu shob, and they did a hesped, misbe godel, a great hesped. The kveid ma'od, it was very heavy. Tana, we got a brice that says, afilu susim, afilu chamorim. Even these horses and the donkeys got involved in the hesped. Stop that.